Darling. Darling. What? A quick word. What's the matter with you? Without the children. You two stay there and behave. Me and your mother are just stepping outside. We'll be back 2 seconds. What's the matter? They are your children, you know that. Oh, I'm fully aware of that, thank you, darling. That's one thing you don't need to remind me of. What's wrong? Listen, you know you constantly remind me that I have got milk breath and I smell like some old woman who's living on condensed cream. Yes? Well, you do. Yes, thank you. Well, you do. After you've started drinking endless cafe lattes, you've abstained from the booze, and now you do. I mean, I'm thinking of even buying a nosegay. It's a wonder you haven't just started lactating or growing a pair of huge mammary glands. Now listen, can we have a civilised conversation? Without throwing any insults. What do you want? You are rasping and gasping. Reeks of booze. Right. Well, it's your birthday, isn't it? Yes, it's my birthday, not yours. So why have you arrived at sort of 3 o'clock to Pizza Express, reeking of booze? You've just been to school, haven't you, to pick a teddy up? Edward, you've picked Ed... Are you with me, darling? You've just been to school to pick Edward up, have you not? Yes. Well, why are you... giving so much gusto into the grog? Why, you smell like a bruised dray horse. You've skittled sobriety already. What's wrong with you? Have you got a problem? What? At every moment, you're slanging down yards of ale. What's the matter with you? Me and the girls have just popped out a couple of sharpeners, that's all. It doesn't matter. You mean to collect him? He's not at school anyway. We went to Candy Club. Candy Club? What's he doing at Candy Club? You haven't put it on the list. What list? The to-do list. Oh, you haven't put it on? No. Well, why not? Why haven't you put it into the digital diary? That's why, you know, we synchronise everything onto the diary, do we not? Not anymore. I am sick of the digital diary. You're synchronising every single thing. You've synchronised the cooker, the coffee machine, the dishwasher. Every single thing is beep, 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 beep. You've digitalised the entire household. I'm sick of ping, 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 beep, beep, beep. What do you mean? What I mean is, your digitalisation is over. I put all those transponders and every single thing, including the watch, into a box, into a car, and sent it to Knaresborough. You've done what? I am now non-digital. The watch. Bugger the watch. Bugger the watch. Now listen here. You are my dutiful wife. Aye, aye, Captain. Bye, aye, Captain. Pipe me aboard. I be dutiful, Captain, dutiful. Now listen, this is serious. Oh, do you know, since you've actually abstained from booze, dry January, dry February, it's going to be the wettest April. I can see April showers are going to turn into a total deluge. You've become so obsessed. You've only dried out for a couple of months. You're almost unbearable. I am not interested in your notes and your non-stop to-do list, okay? It's through. No. Yes. But, look, I'm not going to be synchronised, darling. I am human. I'm not some sort of silicon slave, okay? I'm a free agent. I always have been. If you didn't want a wild child, you shouldn't have married a girl from County Derry, should you? Oh, yes, the Derry girls. Since that programme started, you have turned into a non-stop nuisance. Do you know that? All you're doing is watching them and getting ideas. In fact, aye, dutiful, dutiful. Never mind all that. This is getting out of hand. And what have you got in your hand? What's that thing you've got in your hand there? It'd be a spyglass, Captain. Oh, what is it? Yeah, it's just a confetti cannon. It's for your birthday, but, you know, it's... you just let them off when the cake comes, you know, and the sparklers and stuff arrive. The kids have got one too. You are joking, aren't you? No. No, it's a mini cannonette. You have had far too much rum. Aye, aye, Captain. Keep the chill out, Captain. You don't. These things are, you know, they're like breech-loading, smooth-barreled, you know, 2-pound cannons. You saw what happened at Rachel's party when we let one of those off. You saw what happened. No. When you let one of them off. You let the thing off. Okay, when I let one off, but you remember, I mean, we can't let one of those. Can't let those things off in here in a compact and bijou pizzeria. Look what happened to Rachel's. You let, well, I just let one off. And people died on the floor. They thought it was terrorist attacks. Thought somebody had rolled a grenade in the place. We can't explode them in here. Why didn't you just buy party poppers? I didn't buy them. They bought them with their pocket money. You're such a killjoy, though. I'm not a killjoy. But you saw what happened at Rachel's when we let them off. We didn't. How come you always lapse into the plural when there's blame to be had? Your blame, of course. As soon as you're on a winning streak, you're into the singular. All right, when I let them off, but you know what happened. I mean, we've actually had a police SWAT team there. Don't be silly. Anyway, we can't let them off in here. Take them off the children, confiscate them. We can't have that. Listen. You're talking as though this is some sort of gunpowder plot. It's just a bit of fun. Why is it always a bit of fun? Why have our children got to be so rabid and feral and out of control? I mean, next thing you'll be carrying real mortars and guns. Well, they should be ready for the Congo. They do that in the Congo. We're not in the Congo. We're in Collingham, North Yorkshire, the most prissy little village that money could buy. But I want them combat ready. Combat ready? For what? For war. For the next war. What war? They're 12, they're 8 years of age. They're now seemingly going to be in combat 16 or something. The only combat is anywhere near to this would be probably Mortal Kombat on a Nintendo game. We don't need to fear any war. Ah, you'd be surprised. I would be very, very surprised, darling, yes. You're very. But anyway, our children, if you've not noticed, even now look at them, they're pulling each other apart. We've only left them for the briefest moment. Look at them. Now look around you at their peers. Ours are trying to kill each other, they're eye gouging and God knows what. The headmistress is bang opposite Heather, Father, what's her name? Father Gill or something? Featherpants or whatever her name is. Heather Featherpants or whatever her name is. She's bang opposite. They're taking no notice whatsoever. Look at the teacher looking straight at them. They'll be grounded soon. Look at their peers. They're perfectly, perfectly well behaved. Little creeps. They'll be the first to die when the revolution starts. There is going to be no revolution or war. Why do you keep going on about that? Look how beautifully behaved the rest of them are. Quiet, sentient beings. They're not. They're just drugged with data. They're data drugged. Well, why don't we drug ours? It's like a dopamine. They're just sleepwalking into a execution. You're always plotting something. There's always a conspiracy theory with you. What's wrong with you? It's as though every single day has to be some sort of Easter rising where you shout, Chocky Alar, you Brit bastard. You know, and just because you come from Ireland, the wars, the troubles are all over. And here in Collingham, it is the most docile place on the planet. We live in a gated community. We have a cinema room. We have a jacuzzi. We have an indoor swimming pool. Why do we need to train the kids for Combat 16 to run wild and terrorise a neighbourhood? Why? Ugh. You want to let your hair down a little, darling. I can't. It all fell out. It went virtually white overnight. A few months after I'd married you and had a... And certainly when the kids arrived, dropped onto the floor and ran under the couch and spat back. Why are we training the children? Or what? Shall we say, why are you training the children to be... I mean, Edward is like John Connor from Terminator 2, and you're acting. I mean, you're pumped up every day. You're at 3 training classes. You're doing, how many pull-ups are you doing now? You've just told me that you're bench pressing, God knows, 20 kilos each side or 40 kilos or something. I mean, you've got shoulders like, why are you turning yourself into Sarah Connor. You're just a school teacher. Why are you doing press-ups on and having competitions of strength and arm wrestling and God knows what? You're not planning a Terminator movie 2, are you? Oh, dear, oh dear. It's a pity that you don't get onto something like that. Look at you, you paunch belly, pouchy-eyed. I was wanting you, Schwarzenegger. Look at the state of you. Oh, dear God. Dear God, I don't know. Why are our children having to be trained? And why are you doing all this? Nothing's going to happen now. You must try. We're living in Collingham, not North Korea. Well, it could happen. It won't happen. And another thing, I keep getting this whiff of a spliff. Are you puffing on that to try and relax your muscles or something after you pump yourself stupid at the gym? Why am I getting this? Are you not back on the marijuana? Me and the girls have a three skinner now and then. When we, you know, and when we finish, a couple of, you know, Black Friday finish, we just it relaxes. Oh, Jesus H. It is not a Black Friday finish that you're having. You're not builders. A Black Friday finish is where miners used to go from the mine after doing 12 hours digging coal with their bare hands, virtually, into the pub. You're not doing that. You're not a steelworker come miner. It's not a Black Friday finish. Well, okay, a sundowner. And it's not Puerto Banús. It's not 100. We're in February. You don't need to drink a watering can of wine. You're drinking wine now as though you're some sort of Spanish bandit, drinking it from the leather sleeve, you know, and then you're finishing off with a six skinner. And only your eyes are bloodshot. You're like some daylight Dracula. Typical, isn't it? You always try to poo-poo the party. We're not at the party. We're just having a bit of food with the children at Pizza Express. The party's not till Saturday. But you're starting, your weekend now is starting on Wednesday morning. You know what they say? Wednesday day. Listen. Listen. You're going to have to get a hold of yourself. Oh, you're getting on my nerves. You're getting really, darling, you really are getting on my tits with this non-stop peck, peck, peck. I should be doing this to you, not you doing this to me. You think I'd been dragged here on some skidoo or stretched, poleaxed? Yes, that's what I'm worried about. The curtain call, the finish, the exit. When you are carried out feet first. Anyway, confiscate those canonettes. They're not going off in here. Remove them from them. Oh, why can't you just buy some normal, you know, party poppers and things? You know how much mess? They're half a kilo of saltpeter and God knows how much dust comes out of there. Anyway, take them off them. And another thing, every time we come in here, your son is blocking off the infrared sensors on the sinks there, yeah? Flooding them over and then turning the lights out. Somebody's going to go in there and wade through the water and electrocute themselves. So can you have another word with them and say, you know, get them in order and stop, will you stop showing them how to electrocute people if somebody walks across to go to the shower or if they touch this, if they touch that, you know. It's flooded the toilet I don't know how many times. Enough's enough. Okay, okay. I'm going to the toilet to vomit my disdain. Layla, come with me. I'll have a word with her while she goes. She can keep her brother in order. Good. Now listen, Layla. Stop grinning back, darling. This is serious. Your brother and you, your brother keeps flooding the place by all accounts. Have a word. Keep everything in order. Your father has become this sobriety killjoy. As soon as he's back on the booze, you'll be able to do anything you want. But just while, you know, while these 2 months of the dry, the big, big dry is happening, let's try and keep things in order. Now, he doesn't want the canonettes letting off because the confetti cannons, because he might be right, probably
cause a monstrous great stampede, and somebody will get, somebody will fall down and break their erection or something. So anyway, you know, if you can, well, you must, not if you can, keep your brother in order and keep yourselves in order. He doesn't want to seemingly have the place refurbished and pay an enormous cleaning bill and have people, I don't know, plastic poisoned with all the dust that's going to, the radioactive dust. You think it was Chernobyl? We're going to blow Chernobyl up. But for Christ's sake, just behave yourselves. Your father, Captain Braveheart, has gone to pieces already. So, such a wimp. Mummy, I mean, Aunt Sal's told us about what you were like when you were younger. Has she indeed? Didn't you once steal a car and drive to Glastonbury? I did, yes. I also wrote the car off drunk and was, you know, locked in jail for 3 days at the age of 14. Then I was banned from Cheltenham Ladies' College, expelled. I was given 6 stripes of a belt by your father. But bear in mind, we didn't have Bentleys and we were living in, a downbeat area where really that sort of thing, that behaviour, you were a junior G-man badge, you were looked as being a hero. Well, I think you're a hero. You're expelled. What was it all about? Well, it started out as a protest for Nelson Mandela, in actual fact. I flower bombed the headmaster. Wow! That's what I'm going to do. No, you're not. We can do without any of that. It was bad enough. I mean, it was horrendous. So yeah. And they sent me to a proper military boarding school after that, just about. And you don't want that, because your father will do that. Oh, no. But I had a fantastic summer, I must admit. I had 4 months away until they caught me. I mean, they wouldn't have caught me. Super, super cool, Mama. Yes, I thought so at the time. Anyway, wrote the car off. What a mess. Morris Traveller wrote the damn thing off. What's that noise? Oh, God, your brother's let one of them cannons off. Oh, Christ, he hasn't. He has. What the hell? Jesus. Oh, no. Your father's... Oh, he's going to go mad. What's happened, darling, Christ's sake? Is your little cherub child has stuck that thing right up my jumper and exploded it? I thought it sounded a bit muffled. Yeah, they usually make a lot more noise than that. Oh, well, great. It's just about blown my balls off with it, you realise that? Well, you caught it, didn't you? There's no mess or anything. No, it's all in my trousers, in actual fact. I buried it in my trousers. That's a good idea. That is good. Well done. What do you mean, well done? Well, otherwise you'd have been paying a massive bill and everything. I mean, that was good thinking, Batman. You know, to put it all down your trousers. Oh, it's just, well, don't worry about my genitalia. It doesn't matter if that's been blasted off, does it? Just get a hold of these two while I go and get rid of this mess and put it down the pan. Be careful. What do you mean, be careful? Well... They might have done some damage, might fall off. But apart from that, I mean, the place is full of men. I mean, if you go in there, they'll think you've been goosing a clown. Oh, very, very funny. Very funny, darling. Well done. I mean, this is the example that the children should be set, isn't it? We should lead by example. Oh, get on with it. And be careful, Coco. Bye-bye.